Year 1E, Save the Sea. Hello everyone, this is a story by Grade 1E. It looks at the bad that people have done to the sea. It's a story about working together, whatever the weather. We hope you enjoy it. We think you're sure to see things you never believe could be. Our story takes place under and around the sea. It's about our environment and how things should be. With all the pollution we have in the world, the story of Anjali saving the sea shows us some of the changes we should make. The story begins one hot sunny day, where, way under the sea, there was a little angelfish. Her name was Anjali. The sea was her home, but lately the water was cloudy and dirty. Anjali could see, with all the pollution and destruction to the sea, the coral was grey. It had lost its colour. The water was littered and couldn't be duller. The sand was black and the sea creatures were in danger. It was this day Anjali decided to save the sea. Anjali had an idea. With the help of her friends, Anjali would swim around and show the beauty of the sea in a big book so everyone could have a look. With pictures of coral, clean white sands, blue waters, and healthy sea creatures. Anjali would show how beautiful the sea can be if only we are careful and work together, hard though it may be. Working together to clean up the sea. Yes, this is how it should be. So Anjali began to swim around looking for some friends to help her. She swam through the seaweed and around the plants, above the coral reefs, and then up to the rocks. There she found Spotty Crab. "Hello, Crab. It's me, Anjali, and today I want to save the sea. It's such a beautiful place. If we all help to keep it clean and care for the sea creatures, together we can all be good teachers. Hello, my name's Spotty Crab. I can crawl and climb and pull, even when the weather is rainy and dull. You really want to save the sea? I will help you. What fun it will be." So Crab and Anjali begin their work. First they head to the bottom of the sea. Here there are fishing nets waiting to be pulled along the pretty seabed until the coral is destroyed, damaged or dead. So Crab and Anjali take the net to shore, freeing the coral and sea creatures galore. Next they swim to the rock pool, but they can't get far with all the plastic ahead. Plastic straws, bottles and bags. While Crab can pull and Anjali can push, they move the litter with the help of one big whoosh. Now, that's better. See that picture? That must go in the big book. With the plastic all gone, the seaweed is free. The sea is almost clear, much cleaner, you see. Crab and Anjali dance around it with glee. Just look, with a little bit of work, how great things can be. Oh, here comes Starfish. She's dancing too. But something is wrong. Oh no, she's stuck in the sand. There's oil in the sand from the boats and ships. It's bad for birds and the fish too. It makes dancing around a hard job to do. So Anjali, Crab and Starfish get to work, cleaning the sand till it shines. They go berserk. Now, that's much better. That picture must go in Anjali's big book. Clean white sand and no plastic litter. Really, what could be prettier? But who is this, trapped in a net? Oh no, it's Green Sea Turtle. She's really sad and beginning to fret. The egg thieves want to take her away. They want her eggs, and some will eat her too. But you know what Anjali will say? No way. So Anjali calls on the octopus. With 8 long arms and 2 rows of suckers, they can squeeze into all sorts of spaces and corners. Plus they have 3 hearts, did you know? They can surely help let Turtle go. They push and they pull. With many an arm together, they free Turtle from harm. In fact, it's time for a dance. So much work has been done. Together with friends, it's been so much fun. Now we can't stop for long. We must all be strong, for the sea is big and deeper it goes. Oh, look, here are the seahorse and swordfish too. But oh no, what's wrong with you? You look so sad and sick. What can we do? How can we stop you being so blue? With all the sewage from the buildings around, they are feeling quite sick. This is a job for you-know-who. While some push the sewage up to the shore, Crab and Angelie get to cleaning once more. Now, that's better. That picture must go in the big book. With no more sewage from this working together, we can see the sea on this beautiful day with lovely weather. Now the jellyfish want to go out and play. Oh no, they can't go that way. For there is polystyrene, which, did you know, is terribly bad. Really, don't go. Used to pack food or for throwaway cups and plates, and then left in the sea, it is slow to degrade. It hurts your eyes and makes it hard to breathe. It makes you sad, would you believe? All the creatures carry this litter to the shore, helping each other more and more. Some creatures push, others can pull, some of them pass, till the bin is full. Now the jellyfish can swim and stretch and play. The jellyfish are so happy on this great day. That's another picture for the big book. With the polystyrene gone, the sea is more fun for you, for me, for everyone. Oh, wait, here come the sharks racing by. They have that awful look of help, help, my, oh, my. The sharks are being chased, for their fins make a soup. It's a soup served at weddings and special parties. Dating back to the Ming Dynasty, it's a sign of wealth and generous hearties. But to get this soup, the shark's fins are cut, and without these they die. It's so terribly painful, it makes us sigh. Some think it's healthy, but that's not true. It's just a bowl of soup, nothing new. Taking a shark for its fin is backwards and cruel. It's such a waste of an animal. People should learn this in school. Oh no, look, do you see that? The fishermen have nets, a fast boat, and a big group. No escape for the sharks now. Help, help, what shall we do? But just in time, here come the dolphins and whales. They sing so loud, the fishermen fail. The fishermen turn round, they don't like this sound. All of them go empty-handed to shore. Once again, the sharks are free to swim and enjoy this wonderful sea. Hooray, hooray, another picture for the book. It's amazing, great work now. Just look, what a wonderful day sharing our skills. Protecting the sea with all our wills. See the beauty of the sea in our book, and don't forget to think about all the work this took. To protect our seas, remember these rules. Number one, put your rubbish in the bin, no matter what. Plastic, polystyrene, and household waste can all be reduced, reused, and recycled before you buy new. But if you must throw something away, put it in a bin. Number two, clean together whatever the weather. Litter and pollution can be cleaned up so easily if we do it together. Did you know you can also use soap that is good for the environment? We call these eco-friendly products. Number three, teach your family and friends that eating shark's fin soup and turtles is just a waste. In fact, it's far healthier to have sharks and turtles in the water than on our plates. Enjoy the sea for all it can be. Don't touch the sea creatures you find. Don't buy things made from sea creatures or coral. Keep them in the sea so that people in the future can see them like you and me.